5 candidates waited for the last day to turn in their paperwork. Among them was Spencer Strasburg, who threw his name in for one of 2 open seats on the Ketchikan City Council. Strasburg ran unsuccessfully for city council last year. He says he doesn't like to give up, so he decided to learn from experience and try again.
Well, I think I need to get better at being polished and saying the things that I want to get across. I think I need to be able to express my viewpoints a little smoother and quicker to the point. And so I'm going to work on that this year.
Strasburg says he would bring real-world business experience to the council. He owns 3 local businesses, Southeast Fence Specialist, the Foxhole, and Alaska Pipeline. The 2 open seats on the council are now held by Judy Zenge and Julie Isom. Both have filed for re-election. Until Thursday, nobody had filed for the 2 open seats on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School Board, but on the last day, incumbent Trevor Shaw filed for re-election and will be joined on the ballot by Conan Steele and Kim Hodney. Hodney ran unsuccessfully for Borough Assembly last year. Due to a tight deadline, we weren't able to reach him or Shaw in time for this report. Steele served a partial term on the school board, filling in for a member who resigned. He then ran unsuccessfully last year to retain that seat. He says he finds the school board work interesting and would bring valuable education experience.
I taught out in a community called St. Paul between 2012 and 2014. It's in the Pribilof Islands, about 1,500 miles northwest here as the crow flies. Primarily Aleut, very small community, about 300 people. And it was one of the most interesting experiences of my life, teaching in another culture.
David Timmerman holds that second school board seat, but is not seeking re-election. He instead filed on Thursday to run for 1 of 2 seats open on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. Timmerman says he's accomplished much of what he wanted on the school board, and he wants now to try working for the borough as a whole rather than just the school district. Timmerman, who is the port operations manager for the city of Ketchikan, says he's particularly interested in who the borough assembly chooses as the new manager after Dan Bockhorst leaves at the end of this year.
I think it's time to get somebody who's more cooperative with government entities around town and in the state instead of being the, if I don't get my way, I'm taking my toys and going home type of thing.
Judith McQuarrie also filed for 1 of the borough assembly seats. She says you can only complain so long before you need to step up and do something about it. McQuarrie, who was the City of Ketchikan Library Director for many years before retiring, says library funding is one issue she's interested in. But she says she would focus on establishing a more positive relationship between the borough and city residents.
A couple of people that I approached about even signing my petition to run for borough assembly said, oh, I live in the city, I don't live in the borough. And it's like, wait a minute, yes, you do. We're all borough residents. But I think there are people in the city that feel alienated from the borough. They don't think that the borough represents them. And that's not okay.
Also running for assembly are Rodney Dial, Keith Smith, and Sue Pickerel. The 2 open seats are currently held by Bill Rotecki and Alan Bailey, but they can't run for re-election because of term limits. The last position open this year is Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor. Incumbent David Landis filed for re-election earlier this month and has no challengers. The local election is October 4th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.